technological problems at Vermont Health Connect have led to payment errors at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont, and the insurance company is now trying to get back more than $500,000 it paid out in erroneous claims. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
For all its complexity, the private insurance system is predicated on a pretty simple concept. Buy a policy from an insurer, like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont, and the company pays the bill when you visit a healthcare provider. It was under this premise that Blue Cross reimbursed doctors and hospitals for about $1 billion in claims last year. As it turns out, though, an unusually high number of payments covered the bills of patients who didn't actually have policies with the nonprofit insurer.
When you can't change status of accounts in a timely and accurate fashion, and you end up with a large backlog, you end up with people being served under the wrong plan or the wrong benefit package.
That's Corey Gustafson, the Director of Government and Public Relations for Blue Cross Blue Shield. The insurer is now seeking to recoup more than $500,000 in erroneous claims payments from doctors across Vermont. And Gustafson says the true-up is the result of long-standing technical glitches at Vermont Health Connect.
These are the kinds of situations where the rubber meets the road on this well-known lack of functionality that VHC has had, you know, since its inception.
The lack of functionality in question has to do with what's known as change of circumstance. Vermont Health Connect's inability to process those changes in a timely fashion means it can take months for Blue Cross to find out that a one-time policyholder has decided to cancel coverage. The recoupment process now underway at Blue Cross centers on about 600 former accounts, but there are another 1,000 unresolved cases that could raise that amount. Lawrence Miller is the chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration. Miller says the state has been well aware that the change of circumstance backlog would result in an unusually high number of recoupment cases. But he says the bureaucratic snafu is a temporary growing pain with the system on the mend.
It's not going to be something that we see recurring. We have corrected the change of circumstance issues. We are moving towards a service standard where these changes that people request will be reflected in a timely basis. So there won't be a lot of going back to try and untangle the past.
The payment errors being resolved right now involve former Blue Cross customers who transferred to other insurance carriers. Miller says the financial impact on affected providers should be minimal since they'll be able to collect the outstanding claim from the patient's new insurer. But Gustafson says Blue Cross is worried about the potential financial consequences on smaller providers who may have trouble absorbing the hit. Blue Cross has also likely made erroneous payments to patients who lost coverage altogether, and the insurer says it's likely that in those instances, they'll seek payment from the state of Vermont, not the lapsed policyholders. Miller says the administration has not decided yet whether it will foot those bills.
And not going to prejudge a wholesale policy on all of these.
Miller says issues related to the change of circumstance functionality will be resolved entirely by October. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.